Mr. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. Good afternoon. This is Jose with Cabinet Hub Direct. How are you today?
Good.
Good. So I do have some questions over the modifications that you made to the rent that they sent you. So if you don't mind me asking you, because I mean you're let me go back to it. Give me 1 second. Your handwriting is very, very unique, let's say. So with the
just give me the number of the sheet you want to look at and I'll tell you what's on it.
Okay, so do you have sheet 12, the front view 12?
Right here. Yep.
Okay, so okay. There on that page, so that bottom, starting from the bottom where it says base cabinet down there, BC, what you want to reduce that? Is that what you want to do? Or
start on the left. Take that 18 to a 12, a B, base 12, right? B12?
Yes.
Then
okay.
A stove. Okay. Then a base cabinet, a sink base of 30, and another base cabinet.
So that B12, that 18 turned it into a 12, you said, right?
Yep. Shift everything left. Take that 6 inches and spread it out amongst those other two base cabinets. And take that sink base from a 33 to a 30. You still there?
I am here. I'm just...
okay. All right. Sorry, it just went blank. I thought I lost it altogether. No problem.
No. I'm just putting it all in order, so I have it all. Because I'm going to send it right back to the design team, and I'm sure they're going to ask those questions. So you said to change the 33 to the 30, right? So that sink cabinet.
Correct.
What about up top, Kevin, where it says cabins? What do you want, like just a microwave there?
Yep, I want over the hood microwave and a cabinet over the top of it. How tall are those cabinets? I didn't even look at that.
The cabinets are, give me 1 second.
The 42s?
Should be 42s, yes.
Cut them down to 36, please. This is a frog. It's up, you know, just extra space.
Okay. So if you go down to the page of 10, are you able to see that, where the refrigerators are at? So you don't want a filler there, obviously, right?
No filler. These two thermidors come together with a stainless piece in between.
Okay. And then you don't want no glass stackers either.
I definitely want no glass. And I'm thinking of a 30-wide, 12-high. Turn it sideways, and I'll get some flip-up hardware. Can you draw that?
Yes.
You guys use 2020?
We do use 2020, yes.
Okay.
So you should be able to do it.
Okay. I'm thinking of that as opposed to anything else.
Okay, so when you go down to the front view island 9, behind that island, you want to add 4 more cabinets for 36 inches?
That's correct. 36 wide, 30 tall. We'll put a toe kick down, full height doors, FHD. It's going to be underneath the countertop, underneath the overhang.
And then you want to, where it says, well, down there with the 36 door, your drawers, 36, you want three drawers?
Two or three drawers, 36 drawer base?
Yes.
18-inch cabinet, we're going to put double trash in there? Next to it?
That's a big trash. Mm-hmm. And exactly on the left side of the dishwasher, does that say microwave again?
Correct.
Okay.
This is a different kitchen than the other one.
I understand.
And I said drawer base 36. It might be drawer base 30. I don't know. However that works out when we take the.
Okay.
Whatever it is, it is. So if it's 30, it's 30.
So if it's 30, it's 30, or 36, 36, and you don't either or
right.
For you? Okay.
I don't want to extend it any longer than it is now.
I understand. The big trash can. Four doors. So.
If that microwave cabinet needs to be drawers, then it needs to be drawers. You guys have a microwave cabinet?
We do, big yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'll work. It's going to be whatever it's going to be, whatever you have.
Okay, so if you go to front view 9, Kevin?
Yeah.
So that's obviously a different kitchen as well, right?
Well, it's the other half of the
that's
kitchen.
That's the second option? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't the second option. I asked for two options originally on the first thing I sent you, one with a 36-inch stove and one with a 48-inch stove,
mm-hmm.
And I got a 30-inch stove.
Right. So so 36 and 48, that's it. That's the only thing that you can take.
That's all we're going to use there, yep. I don't know which one yet. I want to see it. I want drawers on the bottom, no doors. All the base cabinets on the bottom, I want drawers. Just a big stainless hood over the top, as far as you guys are concerned. No cabinet over the top of the stove.
So no 38, 36, or 48 only, all base cabinets, you want drawers. Microwave is X'd out.
Yeah, the microwave just moved to the island, right?
Right.
So no cabinet over the top of the stove at all. Whether it's the 36-inch option or the 48.
Right, that will mix. Okay, so now we're at front view 6, Kevin.
Yeah.
The laundry room. So you want to just raise up though that cabinet up 6 inches?
Yep. 18 inches above the sink is not good. So give me another 6. It'll be 24. At least we can. Get a gooseneck faucet in there or whatever we want to get.
Right, makes sense.
And I want to add a base cabinet to the left and just have the shelves in between.
Is that the 30 inch?
Yeah.
And then a wall cabinet of 30 by 42?
Yeah, straight over the top of it. Mm-hmm. Filler against the wall, obviously.
Okay, and then the front view three, you just want to get rid of those wall cabinets?
Get rid of the walls altogether. Those will end up being site-built shelves. Cool. And then on the base cabinets, I don't want drawers. I want full-height doors. What we've done in the past is we've used full-height 30-30, or however wide, but 30 inch tall. Same thing, we'll build the toe kick and set them on it. And sometimes we just use the faces and we throw the rest of the cabinet out and we make it like 16 inches deep on site.
Interesting. That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah, we've been doing this RTA stuff for a long time.
Oh, I learned something new there. Maybe you can just buy the faces and you don't have to buy the whole drawer.
That would be even better, but the other guys we deal with, we have to buy the whole thing.
Mm. There should be a way around that.
I'm all for that. I hate chucking stuff out, but I mean, we're left with, you know, a bottom, two sides, and a back.
Mm.
That we can do anything with.
I could say we can definitely modify it for you as well, but it does get a little expensive. I know we did one not too long ago, and they it was $75 extra a cabinet, and that can add up very quick.
Yeah, but see, we want to make it wider. I mean, we want to make it deeper. So
right,
wall
right.
Cabinet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We want to go to 15. So.
Mm-hmm. This guy wanted only 13 inches. That's what he wanted. Oh, just 13 inches.
Yeah.
1 inch. That's 1 inch more. And
yeah.
And $75 extra per
yeah.
cabinet.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so once again, in this one, you're going to want to get rid of all the wall cabinets, and then you want full height drawers, right?
Full height doors. Yes.
Doors, I'm sorry.
We want it to look more like a built-in and less like a kitchen cabinet, you know? And those drawers scream kitchen cabinet.
Absolutely. And they're 30 by 30?
Yeah. Here's something for your designers. So we've got four cabinets. They're all the same width, but we've got two different drawer styles on that. I don't want the drawers, but just something for you to notice.
Right, I do see one. One has a single drawer and a double drawer, and then the other one has two double drawers.
Right. Mm-hmm. My client did keep me alive for that.
Absolutely. You know, that's a good eye you have there. I just caught that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so. The last one here is just a vanity. So you want two vanities for 36 by 21, right?
Yep. One's against the right wall, one's against the left wall. The same thing, just, you know, fillers on the other side. But the drawings are wrong and the vanity sizes are wrong that they did originally. So that's actually number one and number two. That's it.
So these two vanities, 36 by 21s, and your fillers are just on opposite sides.
Correct.
Yep.
Because that's where the wall is. Yep.
Mm, correct. Okay. Kevin, that's all I need from you. I'm going to go ahead and pass this information along to the design team, and we should be getting back to you hopefully within the next 24 hours, Kevin.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time, Kevin. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.